leads to ruin. My heart would forgive me. Yeah, if risk leads to ruin, my heart would forgive me.
Okay, yeah, so that was Ballroom Thieves, Sea Legs, from their recording Deadeye. And I have another three-song set. This is a set featuring a couple of musicians who you can hear live in the near future, Larry Newman and Frank Rowe. They are playing at the Jungle. They are doing an 11 a.m. brunch show on Sunday, December 4th. Well, I didn't even know that the Jungle served brunch, and brunch is seriously one of my favorite words. So I'm thinking that's going to be a good show. I was kind of thinking about playing a song by Larry Newman, Ain't No Thing, but then I found one in our library here with Larry Newman and John Macy of Hummingbird Syndicate, so it only made sense. So I'm going to start with that one, and I may get back to the other one later. And then I've got, you know, Larry Newman was really spearheaded this project of the Asa Brebner recordings. So I'm going to play off of that as well. Once again, this is Mike on the Mic, but Kirsten subbing for Mike on the Mic, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you all so much for tuning in and humoring me. And thank you to Mike Newman for letting me sit behind the mic and host this show, an honor that I love and I appreciate. I love being able to substitute for Mike on the Saturday after Thanksgiving so he can be with his family. And here we go with some Larry Newman and John Macy.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. I was dreaming about you, baby, late last night. The way we left things, you know it don't seem right. I don't like the way you walked out the door, and I can't stand that I forsaken me. I'm on the road, but I'm traveling blind. I got a fever that's burning my mind. I look for life, but I don't see a sign. I only know you used to be mine. I only know you used to be mine. There are some things that I've come to admit. I don't like the way you broke your chains, and I miss the way you held on to my brain. And it's breaking me, you forsaken me. I'm on the road, but I'm traveling. I got a fever that's burning my mind. I look for life, but I don't see a sign. I only know it used to be mine. I only know it used to be mine.
Thank you. Well, I may not have too much cash on hand, but I'm an artist.
Well, as I said, I'm a janitor. This is a song about a tarantula that I used to take care of sometimes. The loving fingers you extend have poison stingers at the end. You're mad at me, I know you are. I know my own tarantula. Your little eyes so full of soul, here on my fingers two fresh holes. I've learned to treasure every scar I get from my pet tarantula. You're almost human, but not quite. You'd never hurt me out of spite. You're quiet in your little box. Your house is glass, you don't throw rocks. Come take a nap in my guitar. I'll sing a lullaby to my tarantula.
Well, that was recorded live here at WMFO Studios, a love song to a tarantula. Fantastic. So in that set, these two of the musicians that I played, Larry Newman and Frank Rowe, can be heard at the Jungle, not tomorrow, next Sunday, which is brilliant because who can go to brunch the Sunday after Thanksgiving? So on December 4th, they will be at the Jungle doing an 11 a.m. brunch show. So because of that, I started with Travelin' Blind, and that is from I Am Not Gone. So I mentioned the Asa Brebner tribute recordings. There are actually two of them, I'm Not Gone and I Am Not Gone Volume 2. So this is from the first volume, Travelin' Blind, with John Macy and Larry Newman. And then after that was Sandy Martin singing Love Only Makes the World Go Around, and that is from I Am Not Gone Volume 2. Both of those can be found on Bandcamp. And then a song that you could hear here at WMFO and only hear at WMFO because it was recorded here, Frank Rowe singing Tarantula's Lullaby. I might have to request that at some point. I just think that's fabulous. Okay, I am going to continue playing some music. And this is a band that I absolutely love, Ways Blood. I play them quite a bit. I don't know if Mike Newman has played them on his show before, so it might be new to Mike's listening audience. Here we go.
These seven words I say to you, one by one, I love you and you have to know. If I could change how I'm insane, if I could learn to leave my troubles behind, it's starting to hurt.
Starting to burn.
Okay, Ways Blood, seven words from front row seat to earth. That song is a gift to one's ears, just so incredibly beautiful. You know what else is a gift are all the requests that I received for this show. This was not a solo endeavor, and I appreciate so much hearing what people want to hear, because sometimes it's a reminder of music that I may not have listened to recently or is new to me, or kind of wants me to put music in context of something else, much like the Madness set. So thank you to Julie and Adam and Mike Newman, who had requested the Larry Newman, no relation, and Frank Rowe set because of their brunch coming up. And so this next set has been requested by my friend Frank Pinkew. Frank and Amber have gifted me so much music over the years. In fact, a lot of my vinyl came from Frank and Amber. Some of that vinyl is now at Stereo Jack. So a little shout out to our local used music store. Stereo Jack's was in Cambridge on Mass Ave for decades, and Jack retired. And so Chris has taken over this labor of love. And so it is now located on Broadway, right outside of Powder House Circle, and just has a great collection of music. But I digress. So, Frank, thank you so much for this three-song set, and I'm going to start with some Jethro Tull. Thank you.
gets no kiss from little boys.
Yeah.
Okay, once again, thank you, Frank Pinku, for that set of three songs, Jethro Tull, Cross-Eyed Mary from the recording Repeat, and then the Crispies. I don't know the Crispies. I know nothing about the Crispies, so really enjoyed hearing that song, Bad Blood, but I must say that I also needed the Portishead song to chill out a little bit after that. That was really intense. And then Portishead, Sour Times from the recording Dummy. Sour Times is the song that introduced a lot of us to Portishead, and such an incredibly beautiful song it is. No mystery why that is. So this weekend, and by weekend I mean Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I cover both Ryan Doyen with Music Savage Show at 7 a.m. every week. Every single week, Ryan Doyen has his butt in this chair, except for 2 weeks a year that I know of. And he provides just a fantastic show, really supporting shows that are coming up, local musicians, new music, and has introduced me to so much amazing music. I can't even stand it. And it's such an honor to sub for him on Fridays as it is for subbing this show today. I really do take this responsibility quite seriously. And so I so appreciate that Ryan and Mike both trust me with their show. So when Ryan requested a song by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, another group that I actually do not know a lot about, however, it was Karen O's birthday, and he wanted to make sure that they got played sometime this weekend. And so here we have Yeah Yeah Yeahs. All right. That was Yeah Yeah Yeahs with the title of the song No No No. I figured if I was not familiar with the band, that seemed apt. That is from the recording. That is from the recording Fever to Tell, and the title track from that recording was my other option for playing Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. So Ryan Doyen gave that the double thumbs up. I'm glad that he approved. And I'm going to go quickly back to Facebook because I feel like there are a few people I've neglected to say hello to. And this is a Mega Mike Saturday because Mike Newman has this show from 9 to 11 here at WMFO. And then Michael Galper is on Mark Skin Radio from 4 to 6. And we've got more Mikes and Michaels than you can, I don't know, you can't swing a cat in this thread without hitting a Michael. We've got Michael Costa on and Michael Linsky and Mike Newman and Michael Galper and probably some honorary Mike and Michaels in there as well. You know who else is tuned in is Smitty Smitty. And Smitty Smitty is going to be here in the station, WMFO, on Wednesday at 9 p.m. So, yes, you will hear Smitty Smitty coming up after this three-pack because I'm so excited that he's going to be here in this physical location. The studio, the station is so amazing. We've got it's student-run and they have all kinds of equipment here with CD players and turntables and reel-to-reels, and we're on a floor where we can look out the windows and see the beautiful Tufts campus, so it's really an amazing place to be, and I am so grateful to be here, and thank you all so much for listening in and for submitting your requests and for being a part of this station. So the next three songs are, this is a set that I actually put together. And then, yes, as I mentioned, you will hear some Smitty Smitty, who is going to be here on Wednesday at 9 p.m., starting with some Amy Holm.
Thank you. There's a new face in this old town. There's new pavement on this old road we've trodden down. I searched the sky over, it was you that I found. I was falling over you. The old road is fading as we're walking hand in hand. We'll laugh at our worries, we'll laugh at their sound. In this leap of faith, it's a wonder that our feet can always find the ground. 'Cause you know the only thing you ever really see is what's in front of you. So tricked and tired, looking ahead and behind. If you could teach me how to see things as they really are, then I might know what it's like to be alive for the first time. I will follow you back once again. I know you always had a helping hand the land. We'll walk hand in hand till the end of this dream, I promise you. Oh, these waters now, they're tearing us apart like a storm. There's no telling quite why they start or stop. Desires ever pouring from this broken cup that is drunk by you and me. I've been drowning in a sea of worries. That means nothing to me now. As I sit here patiently waiting for you to come and take me back one more time again, I will follow you back once again. I know you always had a helping hand to lend. We'll walk hand in hand till the end of this dream, I promise you. And if I ever lose faith in this world, you always place me back on the path again. Oh, the way you teach me to laugh again even astonishes you.
Okay, so started that set with Amy Helm, Didn't It Rain, and that is from that recording, Didn't It Rain. After that, Shovels and Rope, Coping Mechanism from Swimming Time, and then Our Own Sweet Wednesday, Just Local Heroes, and they, I don't know if they have anything coming up, I have to look into that. That was Follow You Back once again from Days Grow Long. I typically host Something About the Women, so I often play songs with Lisa on vocals, so it was really a delight to play something where Dave's vocals are really, you know, the lead vocals in that. So just a beautiful, beautiful song. That whole recording is great, Days Grow Long. Charlene Ford has piped in and asking about Something About the Women, so I will be passing the mic off to Jane. Jane does a fabulous show. At noon, she plays a six-pack. She's also known to play some show tunes, so I'm very curious as to what she will be playing as her six-pack on this Saturday after Thanksgiving. As promised, I am going to end my show with a song by Smitty. This is not a song that I know all that well, but I went into the library and I'm like, I'm going to play Music Roulette and I'm going to play this song. If it's by Smitty, it's going to be good. Mike Stewart is the one who introduced me to Smitty, but the DJs at Markskin Radio and the DJs at WMFO love this musician. So happy to be hosting him here on Wednesday. So here we go, and I will see you maybe next week on Something About the Women.
You split the sea, and
Okay, so once again, that was What You Doin' by Smitty Smitty, and I realize that I am remiss in a PSA. Sorry about that. I'm going to play a quick PSA and then stay tuned for Jane, who is hosting Something About the Women, and she will be doing her six-pack at noon, and I will see you all in a couple weeks. I think Sue is on next week for Something About the Women.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.